I've hit the recorded button. I'm recording. We're in record mode now. Let's make solid gold. I need sound tests, though, guys. Mm-hmm. Who's first? Go.
Luke, I fucked your mother.
Wow, that's pretty good. All right. Who's next? That's really good. Okay, and who else is there?
And I'm here, and I have nothing else to say.
That was the
good
best
job, Dan.
Thank you.
That was probably the best Princess Leia impression I've ever heard.
You gotta see these things I got in my ears.
Joe, we didn't decide to do the intro. I think Dougie Fresh should do it.
No, I've got it.
All right, go.
All right, welcome everybody to JBC. And my name is Joe Neal. With us in the virtual studio is Jason Mark. And here in the real but very remote studio is Lee Daniels, your father, my uncle, and my father, Dougie Fresh Leon Darrell. Uncle Dougie Fresh Leon Darrell. And later on we'll be talking to Uncle Owen if he hasn't been brutally murdered by stormtroopers.
Nailed it. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Welcome to JBC.
What does JBC stand for?
Jedi Because of
That's pretty good. Jedi Because it's. I think it would be great if they do. Oh, she's going to sing this time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, that you did the long version. I'm looking at the timestamp on this. It's got another 50 seconds to go. I'm just going to bring the volume down a touch and talk over her because...
No, don't judge me. Just fade it out. You have the capability.
I do. I have the capability.
All right, we got dads. We got uncles. We got Star Wars. We got everything we need.
We do. All right, so here we are. Just Be Cousins, episode number 65. Staying Alive with 65. Hey, who in the remote studio is 65 years old? No one.
64.
Okay. So Dougie Fresh is actually younger than our podcast is. And how about you, Lee Daniels?
68.
Okay, so you are... We're catching up, though. As long as you don't kick the bucket in the next 3 weeks, we got you, boy. We got you.
Look, just so this is meaningful, my father is on his 65th year of life.
There you go.
Okay. On our 65th episode.
True. There we go.
I feel 65.
See? Again, meaningful. Very good.
Yeah. That would mean I'm on my 69th year of life.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you're a pervert, so that's awesome.
That brings up something we were talking about.
That brings up all. Yeah.
Well, because we were talking earlier and we realized we'll get back to Star Wars and whatever stupid shit that we have to do today. But the 69th episode is going to be the most important episode ever because we're going to have to be constantly slinging obscene humor the whole time.
We are.
Pointed and myopic humor.
Hey, can
it's
I just...
It's always going to be the same joke. Well, you know, there's a little bit of variation, I guess. What do you have to say, Jason?
I was going
to
say that I am a purveyor of the adult films, and, I mean, I watch them a lot. I work from home, so I watch them a lot.
You're a patron of the arts?
I'm watching three of them right now, and I got to tell you, it's hilarious to me that 69 thing rarely happens. They just don't do it anymore in the films. I'm serious. I'm not even making I'm trying to be funny, but it's true. It's like the 69 is this thing that we all laugh at, like, oh, 69, it refers to sex, but it's like sex no one in the movies anyway does anymore. It's just, I saw one today. This dude was, you know, he's having himself a little happy meal, and he's like, yo, I'm gonna pivot and share the love. And when he did that, all I could think is, don't want to see that part of you, dude. Don't want to see, just back to, anyway.
I thought you were talking about McDonald's, and then I realized what you were talking about.
There's a reason for that, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's because porno movies are low budget, and they can't afford a two-camera shoot.
That's what it is. They can't.
There we go.
They can fade back.
Yeah, they could.
Well, no detail.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you want the...
What good is that?
You want that high def. You want to see every hair. You want to see every... Let's move on. May the 4th be with you, gentlemen. How's your Star Wars day been?
I think I'm the only one that gives a fuck.
Probably.
It's not true.
Well, how have you been celebrating this very important holiday, Dan?
Well, I did
Lee Daniels.
I look a lot like Chewbacca.
funny because it's
Chewbacca
true.
Has a fuller head of hair.
I don't look a lot like Chewbacca. So my head looks more like Princess Leia.
Yeah. More like
Right now it does. He's got the cans on. It's very, very Star Wars-y.
I like it.
I think there's a Jabba the Hutt reference in there, and I appreciate neither of you making it.
I was going to tell you something about slave Leia.
Jabba the Hutt?
Jabba the Hutt. See? Juvenile
that
humor.
That would be the 69th episode.
Yes. That's my favorite. Jabba the Butt. I'll say that on May 5th.
He will.
Well, that, come on, how about this? Porn movies with Star Wars themed names, that's a really good one Jabba the Butt. Yeah. Jabba the Butt.
Hand Solo.
Hand Solo.
Right? Princess,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Princess Leia. Princess Leia. Yeah?
Wait, what's another one?
Princess Leia. I mean, come on, these are too easy.
That's pretty good. Anybody
there's
else?
There's got to be a Jedi reference in there, and I'm not coming up with it.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, let's see.
Chewing Chewbacca.
Chewing Chewbacca.
Yeah. The sophistication of this humor already is just...
Luke
going above beyond it.
How about Luke Twatwalker? No. Let me see.
Yeah,
Luke.
That's good.
Yeah.
No.
No.
That one's not good.
Well, I don't know if this counts, but it would be shot on Tatooine.
Tatooine.
Yeah, I think that counts, dude.
It's a bit of a stretch, especially for Han Solo. It's a stretch.
And when Luke Twatwalker needs to learn the ways of the Force, he goes and talks to Choda. Is that a stretch?
Choda.
Oh. Cho. Duh.
The jizz is strong in this one.
The jizz.
It is.
Wow. This is our 69th episode, apparently.
Yeah, I know.
We can't be held back.
We
do. We got to. So, maybe Joe or Lee or Doug, you can talk about the fact that you guys are in our remote studio where we have recorded an episode before. We did our year-end episode there last year. But maybe you can tell us a little bit about what's going on up in Sky Country.
Well, we're in a town called Buckheap.
Horn.
Fuckhorn? Suckheap. I don't know, but we're in the middle of nowhere.
I think you're in Dewdrop, aren't you?
It used to be called Bucksheep, but you chased that.
It used to be called what?
Fucksheep.
Yeah, Fucksheep. So that's where we're at. It's in northern...
It's Amador Pines.
Amador Pines, yeah.
Amador Pines.
In Lower Assholeville. Lower Assholeville.
What are you doing there? What's going on?
All we did was set up this microphone. All of our wives presented us with pizza and beer.
Wow.
We tried to set everything up so we could start making really bad jokes about Star Wars, and I think our plan is panning out.
It's definitely panning. But why are all of you there in that part of the world?
Oh, there's no reason for that.
Okay. Right. We are celebrating anniversaries.
Okay, yeah.
That's true. It's a little bit late, but... Go ahead.
Yeah, we're celebrating a 47th anniversary and a
third anniversary,
which adds up to 50.
Whoa, hey.
Which has no relevance at all, but I just want to do the math to show off.
You did a very good job with the math there, sir. Joe, help me remember, your anniversary day is April something, I thought, right?
It was March. March 3rd.
No, it's April.
Remember?
I was there, dude. You were drunk. Are you sure it's March? I think it was April. I'm going to say it's April. April negative 18th or something like that.
Ian, Jason just told me when my fucking anniversary is. That's inappropriate.
Well, why don't you tell me when mine is?
Our only
why don't you tell me when mine is?
because I know that it's June 18th.
Yeah, you're almost wrong. No, you're right. I mean, you're wrong. I'm right, you're wrong. It's May 17th. It's this month. And then Lee Daniels, yours was on the 1st, 47. And then since we're on the subject, when is Dougie Fresh's anniversary?
It's October something. I'd have to ask the wife.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll bring you some more pizza. You can ask her.
Hey, yeah, luckily she doesn't listen to this show, so he's not going to catch any shit.
Jason, your wedding lasted 3 days.
It did.
So how do you determine what your anniversary is?
Yeah. When we screwed.
Oh.
Wow, no laughter on that one.
That would
Come
have
on.
Been then.
Then the first time you met? Or?
Oh, snap. No.
Hell, I'm celebrating my 50th anniversary.
That's disgusting because I know how old Mom was when you guys got married.
Jesus. Yeah. That's personal.
Yeah. That's gross. So you guys are celebrating anniversaries.
Only because this is a meta podcast and because we've never really had this particular setup before.
Yeah.
Are our voices coming in okay?
I don't know. We'll find out when you guys listen to it tomorrow. So what have you guys been doing to celebrate these anniversaries? You're up there in Amador Pines in the trees and the sky and the deer and the
We went bowling.
Yeah, so we went bowling.
That's right, we went bowling.
Wow, I didn't know there was a bowling alley up there. That's great.
We didn't either.
Yeah. Did you have to play banjos with the guy out front before they let you in?
No.
Dueling banjo. That's a Deliverance reference. I just never mind that.
Yeah, he was actually the pen sitter.
You went bowling. Who won? I mean, what was the score? Give me the breakdown.
I bowled a 65.
Okay.
That was a lie.
That's our episode number, dude. Way to nail it.
Oh, shit.
My God.
Your God is right.
Serendipity.
Well, I was telling Dan, I was like, well, you know, you're still kicking Stevie Wonder's ass at bowling.
Barely.
Just barely, but he's got him. Oh, fuck. You've got Stevie Wonder, man.
That's
Come
awesome.
On.
I swear to God, I'm going to go after the show is done and look up Stevie Wonder bowling. I bet you I find out the guy bowls like a 228.
Oh, well, hey, Dad, tell Jason about what you've been hearing. This is really funny.
There is a rumor going around that Stevie can see, man. Stevie has full sight.
Really?
There is a video of him on YouTube, and you can look and prove this to yourself. Some other musician came in front of him, knocked over his mic stand, and Stevie caught it before it hit the ground and put it back.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Watch that video.
Also, there's another video that he is talking to Pamela Anderson, and he is definitely not looking at her eyes.
Yeah. He's doing the back and forth thing, but low.
He's not doing the high thing. No. He's looking down a little bit and going back and forth, making sure he gets the whole panoramic view.
Superstition.
Would you?
I'm saying it right now. Stevie can see.
But
I don't think that Dad really analyzed that video, and he doesn't understand that Stevie Wonder has ninja powers. It doesn't mean that he can see. See him catch the mic. Now, wait, I'm serious. When you see him catch the mic, he didn't look toward the mic. He simply heard and felt the essence of the mic as it left where he was comfortable with it being. And then he grabbed it. He didn't look at it. Maybe Dad might say, oh, no, well, his eyes diverted. He had sunglasses on. So, yeah, no, he was looking at it. Come on.
And so the response, hey, asshole, when he caught it, when the guy knocked it over, that was just a ninja thing, too?
Yeah. It's part of the ninja.
All right. I don't know. Hey, that's compelling. Oh, I mean, yeah. None of this is well documented.
I got to be honest with you. I really love the idea that this guy, Stevie Wonder, has been faking being blind since his childhood. Yes. And I'm guessing the reason is so he could look at naked women. That's why I would do it. That's why I would be like, oh, no, I'm blind. And let me just sit here in this women's locker room. I can't see. I'm just going to sit here and rest because I'm blind. Blind people get tired a lot, ladies.
Also, he has a YouTube account.
Who does?
Stevie Wonder has a YouTube account. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, Luke Skywalker, part of his training is blind yourself, put on the helmet.
Uh-huh.
That was stupid. Why didn't they just blindfold him? Well, I guess because the robot was shooting lasers at him and shit. But if you're a really good Jedi, like Stevie Wonder.
Stevie is a Jedi.
He's a Jedi. He's a
you
Jedi.
You don't need
animated.
To see. That's what I'm trying to tell Dad.
All right.
There's this evidence that he's actually – that he has the power of sight. No, he has the power of the fucking Force.
He's got the power. Right? Okay. He's like I would love to see – I would love to see Stevie Wonder with a lightsaber fighting like, I don't know, who's somebody else that's blind and hilarious? I don't know.
Charles.
Ray Charles.
Yeah. Ray Charles is a fucking laugh riot. Yeah, he's really funny.
Stevie Wonder, lightsabering Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Lightsabering.
To see that.
Actually, that lightsaber fight is perfect. Ray Charles versus Stevie Wonder in a lightsaber fight. They each chop their own arms off, and then it's over.
Except they don't, because they're both ninja Jedi kung fu pirates or whatever.
You're right. Well, Stevie Wonder's a Jedi. We did not establish that Ray Charles. Ray, we don't know. But
Ray might be at a disadvantage.
Is Ray Charles
dead,
though? Ray
Charles is the dark side.
For real.
No, that's not.
Wait, come on. Let's face it, guys. They're both from the dark side. Moving on.
Hey, now. All right, boom. All right. Let me minute 15, second 43. That's when I start muting you racist motherfuckers. Come on now. Just because you're in backcountry doesn't mean you can talk like you're from backcountry. Jesus. Are you all voting Trump now? Is that what's going on? Huh? Huh?
No, we just like the light side of the Force. Light power.
I would like to clear
that one misconception, though. Mm-hmm. Everybody says, you know, that you're in trouble when you hear the banjo music. Now, I've lived up here for 8 years, and I know that that's not true. It's when they stop playing the banjo that you're screwed. As long as they got the banjo in your hand, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah. It's just when they stop.
They put it down, that's when it's over.
That's when they want you to squeal like a pig, boy. Yeah, I hear what you're
saying. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You got some pretty teeth.
Yeah.
Pretty teeth.
Teeth?
I think it's...
You got some pretty teeth, boy.
That was actually a quote.
I like
from
the sweater
mayor.
That you're wearing.
It's a quote from your mayor.
It makes your eyes pop, boy.
Wait a minute. Okay, there's too much funny going on. There's a quote from your mayor.
That's hilarious. Say again, Jason. There's a lot of shit going on over here.
There's just a lot of funny going on. One, the makes your teeth pop. Two, that's what our mayor said. I just having too much fun. You guys mentioned before the show started. The beer that you're drinking, what are you drinking? What are y'all drinking up there?
Dead guy.
Well, there's a couple beers. Yeah, I am drinking Dead Guy beer.
Dead Guy beer. It's just
It's this specifically is Dead Guy Ale Rogue.
Yes,
and the can is just great. Dan's drinking one too.
Yeah.
And there's a. Let me see if I can describe this. It is a skeleton with. A pointy hat on,
yeah,
like a dunce cap. Oh my god! And
the caption says, "Gratefully dedicated to the rogue in each of us."
Yeah,
gratefully dedicated. All right, that's a Jerry Garcia reference.
Gratefully dead,
yeah,
dedicated.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just a black can with a skeleton on it, and the skeleton has a dunce cap and a beer, which I now that I think about it, this is great.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Anyway, so that's one of the beers, and then maybe Dan can explain
this other beer. Alt beer from the Amador Brewery Company.
Oh, really? And is your boyfriend drinking beer. One, too? Sure. Alt beer. Alt beer.
Alt beer.
Alt beer.
Alt beer.
Sits nicely on your arm, you know. It's got the little thing you put your finger in. You go right.
Yeah, because we have a growler.
It's really the only kind of beer that we should drink, you know.
Hey, you sound an awful lot like that guy who advertised the haunted house brow a couple episodes ago.
That guy was a dick.
No, that guy was awesome. Shut your mouth. He was awesome. I like that guy. I hope he comes back and does more. So you guys are drinking Dead Guy. I think Dead Guy is brewed in Oregon, isn't it? Somewhere up there. So who brought
it?
Who brought it to the pate?
I did.
You did.
Yeah, your father. And I knew that you knew that your dad would know that I would know that you knew about that.
Yeah, I'm all over the Dead Guy. Dead Guy Ale is like, okay, so.
You're all over the Dead Guy?
I'm all over the Dead Guy. Me and the Dead Guy go way back. Like in the pantheon of like craft beers, there's a bottom and there's a top. And the bottom is better than the non-craft beers, obviously. But Dead Guy is solidly in the middle. Like if you. if you're at a bar and you don't know the names of any of the beers and you're scared they might be shit and you see dead guy, like, you can trust that one. It's not necessarily going to be the best beer you ever had, but you can, like, I know what I'm getting. I know this is a decent fucking beer. I'm going to fucking drink this fucking beer and be happy. So, yeah, dead guy is a solid.
That's a pretty shiny.
It's $10 a six-pack.
Yeah, yeah, and worth it, I think.
Oh, on sale, usually $12.97.
Yeah.
But I want to go back a little bit because you were talking about tops and bottoms and, like, you are the aggressive top and the dead guy is the submissive bottom, and it just sounds terrible.
Like, yeah, hey, dead guy skeleton, make a boner joke, Joe. Go for it. Come on now, this is a sophisticated motherfucking podcast.
We are certainly not done with the juvenile humor. The fact that we're spitballing names for Star Wars porn movies and they were, like, just barely cutting it, that is, like, 14-year-old shit. And I think all together here sitting in this studio, this remote studio, I think we're breaking 150 total.
Hey,
we're getting old.
I just thought of another one. The third movie in the series, Return of the Brown Eye.
Return of the Brown Eye.
Love it. Wow. Your dad really liked that.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Got
him. Just as good as Storm Pooper.
Wow, we're back.
We're back. Storm Pooper. Yes.
Storm Pooper.
Excellent.
That's good. Excellent. That's really good. So anyway, we actually...
The Empire Strikes Back door.
We got a million of them.
Jesus. We haven't even gotten into the latest ones with J.J. and Rob Abrams. I mean, we're just not even touching those because I haven't seen them, so I don't know.
Spielberg stuff.
We're already almost halfway through this episode, and we have no theme. We're themeless. I mean, we've been talking about May the Fourth Be With You, and I guess we'll talk about Cinco de Mayo in a little bit, but seriously, we've, like, this has been all intro so far, gentlemen, and I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah, me too. But look, we've focused a lot on drinking, and that's what Cinco de Mayo is. Now, none of these things are.
We had a level of unstructure to the episode that I think that you rarely have.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you lose track of time.
We do.
You know,
that's
and
what
these
we do.
People
do.
That are in their 60s are making up porn names for Star Wars things, and it shocks you. And then suddenly a half hour has gone by.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's true. Nothing makes you feel like time has passed too quickly, like making up Star Wars porn names with the elderly. It's really one of the things that I love about America.
The elderly. Jesus Christ.
You're the one who said guys in their 60s.
I agree with you, Jason. But
yeah.
Tell him what that dick said to me today.
Oh,
tell
God.
Him.
What happened?
I'd like this recorded for all eternity.
Yeah, let's do this.
This guy in a funky hat there at the bowling alley.
Yeah,
he was on my team. And he's on his team, and he was actually the banjo player out front before he bowled. I'm standing there facing my brother, and this guy with the hat and the banjo is behind him. And he looks at me, and he goes, I can tell, you know, that, you know, who your dad is. And I looked down at him, and your father goes, did he say father? Yes. He goes, oh,
and I
said,
just shoot me now.
Shoot me now.
If there's any confusion, Jason or Ian, somehow somebody decided that Dan looked like his brother's father. And in Star Wars, that would be weird because it's like, I have something to tell you, brother. What? I'm not your father. Yeah. No!
That would be...
I'm not your brother. I'm your father. Yeah. That would be like Princess Leia saying, I'm actually your mother. I don't know how to break it to you.
So are you guys talking about like a redneck Star Wars porn parody now? Like, Luke, I am your brother and your father.
I think that's where we're going.
All right.
Luke, I fucked your mother, who is also your cousin and your sister.
Return of the cornhole.
That's what it is. That's what it is, yeah.
Can we
gotta get off this.
We do.
We need to move on.
We do.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Wait. What was the one that? What was the one? It was the clones. The clones are coming. What was the name of that movie? No, sorry.
The Porn Wars.
The Bone Wars. What was it? Bone Wars.
The Bone Wars. The Bone
Wars. Hey. Hey yo. Or the clown car wars. Look, okay, so let me see if I got this straight. Sorry, I'm really drunk. I poured tequila into my beer before the show started because Cinco de Mayo. You guys were at a bowling alley, and some redneck, bucktooth, hat-wearing, banjo fucking guy said to my uncle, "I know who your dad is," referring to my dad. And the problem here is that dad, you feel like you look old, or uncle, you feel like you look young.
Because I don't feel like I look old. I do look old.
No, you're actually, I don't think you look as old as you smell, but my uncle, he's a young looking.
Well, I got that going for me.
Yeah, you do.
Jason, give him some credit. He looks really old, man.
No, he give him some credit. Would you rather be old looking or old smelling? I'd rather be.
Look, I don't see how this can be possibly construed as negative toward my dad. There's the
My
dad
it's not.
Walked in and was told that his brother was his fucking dad.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, you're
he looks like Harrison Ford. He basically is Han Solo. Star Wars.
I think so. I think
many times, and I will say it on this podcast. If you're familiar with the book, The Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Oh,
my brother Daryl has a portrait of me in his friggin' attic.
Mm-hmm. And as my father abuses himself,
totally,
none of it is reflected in his visage, but certainly upon
the guy in the attic,
which is your father.
That's right.
Hey, so just real quick, Joe, if you can remember for me, help me remember this. If anybody ever asks this, does your podcast ever do anything that isn't completely juvenile? Say, yeah, on episode 65, minute number 26 and 20, we talked about literature for 15 fucking seconds. So you can just tell them that.
That's a right. Classic.
Yeah. Classic literature.
Classic.
Yeah. That
book. Does anybody know?
Yeah, it was the witty guy.
do you hear him tapping? That's he's going to Wikipedia
he's
right
going
now.
To Wikipedia.
Now I know when it's Jason's like really amazing brain, and then I know when it's Wikipedia.
It's not like, okay. I was snapping my fingers. I wasn't. It was that guy who wrote Oscar Wilde. I'm doing it again. Oscar Wilde. That was who wrote it.
Oscar Wilde.
Yeah, Oscar Wilde. I didn't have to look it up. I was going to, but then I remembered. Oscar Wilde wrote a picture of Dorian Gray.
Let's lay down a baseline here. Yes, Oscar Wilde is a good author.
Good job. Okay.
He wrote a few books, sure.
And then, Dad said it sarcastically.
He got published.
Oh, Oscar Wilde. Yeah, good job. Yeah.
And then he got thrown in jail for... Yeah, anyway.
If his name had been like Oscar Mediocre. He wouldn't have sold a friggin' book.
Oscar Mild, yeah. We know about him.
Oscar Mild.
That's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah. And then
Oscar Wiener.
Oscar Wiener. Oscar Meyer.
Oscar Mild.
Yeah. That's right. It was gay porn, though, so that's why I never saw. Hey.
Man, you know, when we have these dudes on, sometimes I feel like maybe the humor would be,
sophisticated?
Better? No. Sorry.
Not better, but not direct. Like, we're like straight up 13-year-olds here.
It's true.
God damn.
That's a step up from last time.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do what we can.
Yeah. We do what we can. Hey, speaking of doing what we can, sorry to be a 14-year-old amongst 13-year-olds, but we are at halfway point here. Joe, do you have some pre-canned material we need to get through?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do. Let's go ahead and try to pay for the podcast.
Okay, let's do that.
So this, okay, I'm not even going to preface it. Just do it.
What am I doing?
Well, it's an ad. It's a word from our sponsors.
Okay. And which one is it?
Apparently it's a Star Wars movie ad. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a money shot.
That's exactly. Oh my God! Talk about Star Wars. Poor parody. Jesus Christ, Joe.
Jesus Christ! I'll buy two of those. Where do you get them?
Ow! Ow! I'm playing that again.
What, you're to play it again?
Reminds me of my honeymoon.
Suck a dick.
Did you guys understand that was a movie ad, clearly. Did you hear what those guys were saying?
Yeah, they were saying, yeah. They were saying a little to the left. Yeah, that's it. Now don't stop. Don't you fucking stop. Don't you fucking stop.
No. Don't you understand, Wookiee? Don't you understand robot bleeps and bloops? Because everybody in Star Wars films does. No, they just do. They just understand.
You're right, they do. They just
and I do, too. I'm saying
that was a Wookiee version of an OxyClean commercial.
You guys have got it all wrong. That was the new Star Wars movie is coming out, and the Wookiee was saying, I mean, come on, I don't want to translate all. You guys don't understand Wookiee and robot.
I tell you what,
because
I tell you what,
in a Star Wars movie, everybody understands everything that they're
saying. I don't know if you know this or not, but R2-D2, after that other guy took over from Steven Spielberg. He has a pronounced lisp.
God damn it. Just admit. Just admit that you don't understand the language. I thought that everybody did.
I thought I did.
I heard the ad before and I was like, oh yeah. Like, you know, the Wookiee's talking about, like, this is a new movie from.
No, he's not. Joe, you know. I've watched porn in German, Japanese, Hungarian, Russian, ancient Babylonian. I've watched porn by deaf people in sign language, which is really weird. It gives a new meaning to the term hand job. But listen, I have watched them.
Well,
all
Stevie Wonder has a big dick.
He does. And you should
catch
that.
And he can see it.
And he can see it.
He goes, look at this.
May the force be with him.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that would be a funny thing to say to somebody. Hey, my dick is so big, even he's Stevie Wonder. Can see it. Sorry, that wasn't as funny as I thought it was.
All right. So anyway, clearly that's the new ad for the new Star Wars movie. these
porn
geezers
wars.
Didn't understand it.
Truly, I thought it was a vacuum cleaner.
Well,
I was
pretty
sure he said, but wait, if you order now.
No, I was pretty
see,
sure
they don't get it, Jason. They don't fucking get it.
I was pretty sure what happened was Chewbacca said.
Oh, Mike didn't pick that up.
Your father, my uncle, just farted on the show. It is the first real fart on the show.
I tried to add some class.
Yeah.
I hope we captured that.
He's trying to up, like, come on. We need to be more classy. Yeah, I got it. All right, so is there a Larco ad?
No, there isn't. I have a public service announcement that I could do, but I kind of don't want to do it. It's this guy who, I tried to get him to pre-record. He wouldn't. He's sitting in the studio. I'm like, you can do it if they want to, but we're already at minute 35 and we still got to get through our arguments for cancellation. So, Yeah, we'll do it next week. We're going to do the PSA next week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. So, yeah, tune in next week.
But there's no Largo here on this?
No.
May the... Okay.
No, because I worked all day on the PSA, and then this fucker showed up, and he's like, I don't want to pre-record it. I want to do it live. I'm like, fuck you, Salvatore. Anyway.
Jason, are you sure we can't hear this? Like, yeah. we're burning inside.
Okay. Yeah, no, all right. If you want to, I could... The thing is I not finished. I got to go find the background music. Let me see if I can find it. I can do that. It's not...
Dude, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I just feel like if there was something ready to go, come on, let's go.
Maybe... Let's see. Can you hear that?
No, you Why don't you can't. Walk it through us? Walk it through us?
Walk it through
That's
four
episode
us.
69. Four.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Salvatore, do you want to do this? You do? Okay, come here. No, I need to turn this down. All right, everybody. I'm going to pass the microphone over to Salvatore. He's going to do this, all right? Hey, everybody. This is Salvatore. My name's Salvatore. He's already fucked up. You don't need to be nervous, dude. It's no big deal. Hey, everybody. This is Salvatore Castrati. Listen, people are always saying to me, Salva, why are you always saying that you're really good at Donkey Kong? Is that some kind of code word? Are you trying to tell us you're too good at whacking a guy off, but you're afraid the feds got your phones tapped? Well, first of all, listen, yeah, I'm pretty sure the feds got my phone tapped, okay? They have been trying to take me down for years. They're always sending guys undercover into my place, the where I work, the Tuna Castle. It's this gentleman's club where I'm the assistant manager. And just the other day, I was over at my girlfriend's house. You know, Kinky Got a Tony. I was in a closet. Never mind why. And get this, I found a wire in one of her bras. Can you believe it? The things these guys will stoop to. Anyway, the thing of it is I'm not worried. They ain't gonna find nothing, cause I never did nothing, alright? Not that I couldn't. If I needed to whack a guy off, I could whack a guy off, alright? You would never see a guy get whacked off the way I will whack a guy off. In fact, you could send me to whack a guy off college, and I would graduate the, what do you call it? What do you call it when them fat Japanese wrestlers are, like, having an orgasm like to bust your eardrums? Oh, yeah, that's right. I will graduate sumo cum laude, okay? That's how good I will be. Sumo cum laude. At whacking a guy off, all right? But that's not important. Here's the thing. When I say I'm good at Donkey Kong, I mean I'm actually good at real fucking Donkey Kong, okay? They ain't a Donkey Kong machine in the tri-state area. They ain't got my initials on it. Salvatore Umberto Castrati, okay? This is what I'm saying. Now, recently you may have heard Bobby Mitchell, the so-called King of Kong, he had his title stripped from him because they caught him cheating. And here's something I want to say to you, Bobby Mitchell. If I ever see you in the Tuna Castle trying to get the high score on my Donkey Kong machine, I will whack you off right where you stand. You hear me? All right. I got to go. I need to go get the high score on a Pac-Man machine in a 7-Eleven in the Bronx. And yeah, that's code for I'm going to sell some smack to some middle school kids. Nah, I'm just playing. I would never do that. Those little punks never got enough money anyway. Arrivederci. So that was a little PSA. Thanks, Sal. Appreciate it. Yeah. No, I'll send you. Yeah. Thank you. I'll send you a check next. Just shut the. Never mind. There goes Sal, guys. Anyway,
I swear to God, your father is like chomping at the bit. Here we are.
It cannot be a coincidence that Salvatore's initials spell suck.
What? I didn't even notice that. Really?
Yes. Say his name again.
I need to go find the checkbook. Salvatore. You're right. Salvatore Umberto Castrati. That is his initials. You were totally
suck.
That is hilarious. And apparently those initials are on half of the video game machines in the tri-state area. That's pretty good.
I mean, he's brutal. Like, he's willing to whack anybody off.
He said he would do it. Yeah. He said if I didn't pay him, he would whack me off.
Loudly? Look, that was okay. You know, this is no laughing matter, Dan.
No,
Lee Daniels, General Lee Daniels the Third.
Have you ever been
Esquire?
Whacked off, sir?
That's why a sumo come loudly.
Fucking okay.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, anyway,
where do we go next? Are we gonna keep up? Keep coming up with that? Goddamn! I can't even speak.
I would guess.
I don't don't know what you said, but it's funny. We're at minute 40, Joe, and I think you have some arguments over cancellation, right?
Yeah, I feel like maybe we should hold off on that. The 20 minutes is a lot of minutes.
It's a lot of minutes. Let's argue. Let's talk
about
something.
Do you want to just do it now?
No, let's just talk about some other things here real quick. Let's talk about Cinco de Mayo. What are you guys doing for Cinco de Mayo tomorrow? What are you doing?
What are our plans? Dad, break it down. Barbecue. We are having a barbecue here in the very remote studio.
Okay. A barbecue in the studio. That'll be smoky. What's on the menu?
Still have Tabasco sauce for breakfast.
Oh, that's right.
We cannot forget that.
Sorry, you
do that for anything in the morning.
Yeah, the eggs.
We might have a biscuit incident.
Wow. No. Yeah. We are not having a biscuit incident.
If we can keep, poop
away. Everybody from the knows the potential for a problem.
I ain't touching the biscuits. Daryl's biscuits are safe around me.
We're going to find another way for Lee Daniels to be helpful. If we can. And we know his tendencies, and it's disturbing. A little disturbing.
I might scramble his eggs, but I ain't smoothing his biscuits. I'm telling you that right now.
Hear that loud and clear.
Spoken like a true sibling.
I don't like a glaze on my biscuit.
No!
Jesus. Nobody likes a glazed biscuit, I'll tell you that. Uh-uh.
No, they don't.
They must be forked properly.
You got to fork your biscuits. Yeah. If you don't fork your biscuits, you're not having biscuits. You're having, I don't know what you're having. You're having a tough time with life.
Anyway, actually, let me tell you, this morning we were eating breakfast. This is great, Jason. Yeah, you'll love this.
I will.
Because people, including myself and my wife and Jen, who's been on the show, my dad, who has dropped 80 pounds, he's about to die. He looks like a fucking skeleton.
Nice, dude.
Seriously.
Congratulations. You know what?
He's teeny tiny.
Say that again, Joe. Say it again. Say it again. Say what you just said.
What?
Say that what you said about your dad, that he did what? What did he do? Say it.
He dropped, 50 pounds. I chose a different pound thing. Oh, yeah. You like that?
Okay. That's the only reason I wanted you to... Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
My dad is now such a teeny tiny being that if I get upset at him, I'll just break him in half and throw him over the fucking... We're on a patio, a tall deck. And if he upsets me this evening, I'll just pick him up, break him in half, throw him over the whole thing. He'll land, 20 feet down. That's the thing. If you're losing weight, you gotta understand, you're vulnerable.
Wait a minute. Are you guys outside right now? You're outdoors right now?
Yeah, we're outdoors. We're
outdoors. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's... When I was at the virtual remote location, I had to be inside, and I was picturing you guys there, but apparently they're outside just loving life, probably smoking cigarettes and eating pizza.
Well,
I bet.
My father and I are smoking cigarettes.
Some of us have a more healthy outlook on life.
Yeah, listen, Dr. Reverend General Lee Daniels III, Esquire, does not ever fucking smoke cigarettes, but he's going to die before us, I'm sure.
I'm so sorry.
Dad will be at my funeral, let's be clear.
Yeah, if you're lucky. Listen, we're approaching minute 45, Joe. Let's do your arguments for cancellation. Not that the last 45 minutes haven't been all by themselves an argument for cancellation. I mean, our Star Wars jokes alone. Did you want to do this? Is now a good time?
Yeah, well, yes. Just almost like as a preamble, I'd like to say that our Star Wars jokes have been so goddamn terrible that I don't need to argue for the cancellation at all. This episode is, in and of itself,
an argument for cancellation.
Yeah. An argument for cancellation. Yeah. Hey, may the force be with you.
If you were going to turn Cinco de Mayo into a porn movie, what would you call it?
Squirto de Mayo spooge on your face? Oh,
that's pretty
that
good.
Was
yeah.
terrible.
No. How about two in the taco, one in the burrito? No?
Well, it made me chuckle, but I think it sucks.
Okay. You just named every.
I just like to hear you say stupid jokes.
That's pretty. All, no, David. That's you just. That's
the name. More than a quality of comedy.
That's the name of today's episode. It made me chuckle, but
no,
it's stupid.
No,
sorry. Hey, this is the way it works. I'm writing it down.
No.
Unless you guys come up with something else. So we're going to do arguments of cancellation for real. So I'm going to hit the intro. Here's the intro.
All right, here we go.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, everybody. To a not very Star Wars and a not very, very Cinco de Mayo edition of Arguments for Cancellation. Now, listen, I heard that Star Wars ad earlier, and I thought it was, like, really succinct. And, I mean, there were some nuances, but, like, that's how you write dialogue. You know what I mean? That Star Wars thing earlier? That's how you write dialogue.
Yeah.
It just gets the point across. You know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It gets a little emotional. It's certainly profound.
Yeah.
And then you'll, God damn, I want to see that movie, right?
Yeah, just the way you're being now, succinct and to the point.
Fuck you, Jason. Now listen.
Fuck you, Jason.
God damn. Now wait, this is the thing though, and look, I'm not to just pat myself on the back, but I've been son of a bitch. Listen, I've been commissioned to write ad copy and start recording things for big studios, motherfuckers, okay. Big studio,
ready,
like Paramount, New Line, you know, these are big studios. The problem is, I started putting this stuff together, and they wanted us, by the way, Jason, they wanted me to put these ads on our show. That's part of the deal.
Yeah, like, it's a good paper set. Okay.
For us, put it on your show, because you have at least, you know, 25 listeners. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, so, but then I started putting it together, and I was like, oh, this is my argument for cancellation, because I'm so terrible at this.
Okay. So let me see if I got this straight. Your argument for cancellation is that somebody asked you to create a trailer.
Not just somebody. Paramount Pictures, bitch.
Fine, whatever. Paramount Pictures asked you to create a trailer, and because you're bad at it, we should cancel JBC?
Yes, because I'm like, oh, this is a great opportunity for our show. We can do some ads for Paramount, do some ads for New Line Cinema. And then I start putting them together, and I'm like, I'm terrible. This is the destruction of our podcast. So do you understand? I know that it's a little bit circular. Just play the fucking – here, let's start with – I wrote an ad for like a romance movie. Let's start with that one and come on.
Two misfits from different worlds who just can't seem to find their way until they find each other. And together, they learn the most important lesson in life, that sometimes all it takes to believe in love is to believe in yourself. Paramount Pictures presents Butt Rapist with AIDS. Coming all over the place this Friday.
So, just
now, okay. That's shocking.
Joe,
I want to say I didn't see that coming, but it's redundant.
Yeah. Okay. So, Joe.
My attempts, they were like, okay, you know how to do this. Just do it. And then and I lay it all out, and I'm like, there's something wrong with this. I couldn't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
Now,
put your finger in it.
All right, well, here, let's do a
– yeah.
Like an animated movie, you know, it's real fun.
Yeah.
Wait. No, let's do the rom-com movie, okay. Like a rom-com. That's right, good. Let's do that one first.
Johnny's a delivery boy who wants a little more out of life. That is, until he starts delivering the same pizza to the same woman 7 days a week. Little does Johnny know that this quirky babe isn't just hungry for pepperoni. She's hungry for true love. From the director of Zany Summer Flirt Fest and Ski Resort Snowmance comes the romantic comedy blockbuster of the year. New Line Cinema presents Point Blank Shart in Your Fucking Face. It'll blow your hairpiece off. In theaters everywhere, July 18th.
So, like, I feel like I'm almost getting there. Almost. And something goes wrong. I don't know. So then there's just one more. Okay. It's like a Pixar, like, animated film. This is a really big opportunity for me, but I feel like I fucked up, man.
Right.
Go ahead.
All right.
Rodney the Raccoon has a crazy plan. And an incredible adventure that he decides to brave all on his own. And there's only one thing getting in his way. A big, bumbling bear. With the help of some new furry friends he finds in the forest, this raccoon finds a way to make his dreams come true. Sometimes, all you need is friendship, and friends come in all shapes and sizes. DreamWorks Pictures presents Severed Head with a Severed Penis in Its Mouth, Part 8. This time, it's personal. Rated G in theaters this Christmas.
So, hey, you haven't convinced me because, you know what, Joe? I think you did a good job. You had a lot to work with there. You didn't create the titles of these movies. You just did the copy. So it's not your fault.
No, I did the entire thing. I don't feel like I've got the...
You named the movie as well?
Yeah, everything. I just feel like something's missing. It's weird. No, I got the title of the movie. And I thought I got the plot down. It's very confusing. I'm not good at this.
The only question I have is, which one of these is Nicolas Cage going to star in? I think that's one with the shart.
Yeah, Point Blank Shart in the face.
Point Blank Shart.
This time it's personal.
This time?
Yeah. This time it's personal.
This time.
Previous times, part 1 through 7, it was not personal. It was all business, I guess. I'm not sure.
Hey, like I said, Joe, I'm afraid that you didn't convince me.
You just fucking convinced me.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're too talented. JBC lives another day, another week. Despite all of our...
Sometimes that is better.
Thanks, old dude. Despite all of our adolescent hijinks throughout this episode. Joe, this is what I was going to say. Chewbacca and R2-D2 fucking each other really gave me a raging hard on, and then the romance trailer started and I started to lose it, and then the title came up and boom, hard on has returned. It's like Return of the Hard On. That was going on in my pants. So what you did there was you're like Aural Viagra, A-U-R-A-L. Joe, your voice, it's like, okay, you can't see my hands right now, but I'm making a penis shape with my hands like a...
No one needs this, Jason. Please.
I'm just telling you.
I have failed in so many different ways. Anyway, look, those movies, one, don't exist, and two, none of it makes sense. You think you're seeing one thing, you're seeing something shockingly not what you thought you were going to fucking see. That's not what Paramount wants. That's not what New Line wants. That's not what DreamWorks wants. I'm not getting the fucking job. But once I hear these things, it's over. Anyway, comments, anybody, or what the fuck? What do we do from now? Here we go.
Wait, first of all, you need to know your audience. he seemed to be preaching to the younger generation, you know, and children. And then all of a sudden, there's a shark.
I think that 12-year-olds at least like a point-blank shark in your face that knocks your hairpiece off. Right. That's good.
Yeah, I know. I think you nailed it.
And they also like raccoons. Well, maybe that's like 8 or 9-year-olds. See, I can't get it together.
No, you're right. You suck.
Oh, God damn it. And so this is it. The 65th episode will be the last. Am I right,
no,
Jason?
You are wrong, sir. No, because you know what? I heard from a little birdie, and that birdie was an email I sent to you, that next week there's going to be some we're going to twist things up like it's never been twisted before. You thought you knew JBC? Well, you were right. You do. We're a bunch of fuckers. But we're going to fuck you in a way you've never been fucked before. That's right.
Damn. Okay.
I guess. I don't know. No. We got lots coming up.
I can't wait.
You can't, and you're not going to, because as soon as we're done recording, I'll tell you what's going to happen. But the rest of you who are only hearing this on the interwebs will have to wait, because next week we are going to redeem Joe's attempts at making movie trailers. We're going to do things that are funny. We're going to do things that are hilarious. We're going to do things that are going to split your guts. I think that means laugh. There are going to be some knee slappers. There's going to be hijinks.
You see how positive he is? He's very positive. Especially in the face of...
This show will never stop with that kind of positivity.
Right!
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Take it down a notch, motherfucker.
No. We're a juggernaut. You know what? We're not a juggernaut. We're a jugger... Yes, you can. That's what we are.
We need to juggernaut exist.
No, we're in a jugger... explode on your face with our enthusiastic ability to rock the house, yo. West Coast Party is a... What's it? Ain't no party like a West Coast Party. That's... Oh.
All right, because we're having a good time here, and I don't know what... Come on. What minute are we at, Jason?
We got 3 minutes left to go. Don't worry, I'll hit
three minutes?
Yeah.
Left. I'm going to pour your uncle and my dad, both of our uncles and both of our dads, bunch of uncles and dads and shit going on here. I'm going to pour them all beers. All right. And then we're going to cheers you. Virtually.
All right. Virtual cheers. I love it. Let's do I'm going to virtual cheers myself. I've got some bottled water here that I've put some Hawaiian Punch sugar-free flavoring into, and I will cheers you back.
I gave your dad too much head. Did I just say that out loud?
I'm not going around.
Stop that.
I may have to share.
Stop it. Don't do it in front of me, please. Yeah.
Don't do that. My father?
Oh my god.
Oh, you guys are too much.
It just bit slapped me and I wouldn't have felt any worse.
Look. My dad's pimp hand is strong.
Well, I know whose son that one is. You know what it feels like to have my boot up your ass? You're about to.
Oh boy.
It's been a whole lot of fun, Jason.
It has been. It's been a whole heck of a lot of fun. I wish you guys would go visit my dad more often so we could have these kinds of hijinks and hilarity. We got 1 minute left. We got 2 minutes left. Anything that we learned today as we were doing this themeless episode? We learned anything about Cinco de Mayo or Star Wars?
General Lee Daniels, what have you learned today?
I have learned that the technology that is available to us today is more than I could have ever anticipated, and it works just perfectly.
He's impressed.
He's sarcastic.
Father?
Yeah.
Well, as I share an earbud with you again,
yes. You know, it's an intimate experience.
We finally realized that these little cords will actually split apart, and our faces and cheeks don't have to be together.
So I don't have to make out with my dad when I do a fucking podcast. We figured it out finally.
The last one looked like an episode from Family Therapy. If you know what I'm talking about. And if anybody does, that's telling a story on yourself.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh! Tell them.
Technology is great.
It is.
If you can split your wire.
You guys are
just
fading out there.
Just for good measure, because you haven't hit the button. Yes.
Yeah?
You haven't hit the button this entire episode.
This one?
Just hit the button for me.
Which
button? Not the bong button, you son of a bitch. Listen. Don't hit the bong button. The button that I like the most. And then let's end the episode.
Wait, this one?
Fuck you, Joey.
Yeah, that's the one.
Joey.
That one?
Hmm?
Wait, that one? How about that one?
Fuck you, Jason.
Fuck you, Jason. Fuck you, Joey.
Yeah, we've hit that part of the episode where we're so out of fucking material, all I can do is click my goddamn soundboard.
Ready.
I like
the soundboard. Don't downplay that shit. But you did say there was like 2 minutes left. We're done. Here we go.
That was 2 minutes ago. So, thank you, everybody. I really had a good time. Laughed my tits off. And yeah, so that's that. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Can you do a Wookiee noise for me?
Yeah, I sure can. Here you go. Not that. You like that one? I'm going to do it again.
Yeah,
that's good. Man.
Yeah, I'm going to do it one more time.
Holy shit.
How'd you like that, huh? All I got to do is punch myself in the balls. Works every fucking time.
Sorry, it wasn't the screen, it was glass.